This is the second podcast for writing a book in the young adult genre. Your Voice, Part 2. So if you've spent 10 minutes a day or more free writing What's Different About Me, by now you've made a good beginning on getting a sense of your own voice as a writer. As you've gone along, it's likely that you've come across things that are pleasant and things that are painful. So you may have spent some time noticing what it is that you especially appreciate. Maybe you love the way the sun slants across dead grass, or the smell of pumpkin pie fresh from the oven, or the sound of a flute coming in right after a guitar riff. Maybe you love spiderwebs or sandstorms or giant squid. Wonderful. Then again, as you write about what makes you different, you've probably found some stuff about separation, alienation, heartache, hurt. This is known as conflict. And we humans often do what we can to get away from conflict. It's not a happy feeling, so why would we want to linger there? But as a writer, you need conflict. Struggle, heartache, and anxiety will only make your book better. In fact, conflict is the engine driving your story. It's 100% necessary. Without conflict, your story is just going to lie there like an uncooked blob of pancake batter. Really, when's the last time that you were just riveted by a book where everything went super well for everybody and then got even better? We need conflict, and to write conflict convincingly, it's best if we go ahead and insert the conflicts that we actually feel. And many writers have done this. Think about your own favorite young adult novel, and you'll notice that it's packed with conflict. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that every adolescent coming of age has days when the world seems to be falling apart. Difficulties everywhere, painful, confusing emotions, conflict. So there are many aspects of voice. We'll be looking at voice again and again because it is the leading feature of YA novels and YA nonfiction for that matter. But this week, the focus is on conflict. Your exercise is to spend 10 minutes a day writing about what really bothers you. Things from the past, especially during your teen years, but also things in the present. Free write a minimum of 10 minutes a day for a week on that topic. And then on the last day of the week, instead of free writing, switch to a more polished approach. Articulate the heart of the conflict you feel. If this exercise gets overwhelming for you, go ahead and spend some time focusing on what you appreciate. But be sure you still do your 10 minutes a day on conflict. I think you'll be glad you did, because there's so much energy in tension. Writing is so cool in that you can take a bad day and turn it into a good story. You can take a bad year and turn it into a great novel. It's that same tension that's going to animate your story and help you keep going all the way from the beginning to the end. I'm Victoria Hanley, author of Wild Ink, Success Secrets to Writing and Publishing in the Young Adult Genre, published by Prufrock Press.